We're going to bring you some breaking news out of southern Pakistan. At least 20 people have been killed in an earthquake and hundreds more have been injured. It measured 5.7 and it happened in the early hours of Thursday while people were sleeping. The worst hit areas reported to be the city of Harnai in Balochistan province. Rescue efforts are said to be more difficult because a lot of the roads are bad and cell phone coverage is poor. Kamal Haddad is joining me now on the phone from Islamabad. What more do we know about what's going on there, Kamal?
What we do know is that this earthquake happened in the early hours of the morning, according to local time. Most people were in their homes, according to the deputy commissioner. Most of the casualties include women and children. 20 confirmed dead, 200 injured, according to the latest figures. And as you mentioned, this is a remote region. It is about 60 kilometers from the provincial capital, Quetta. And because of the earthquake, many of the roads leading to Harnai have been blocked by landslides or rock slides, and therefore that is hampering the rescue effort. Not to mention the fact that electricity supply was cut off because of the earthquake. This was a shallow earthquake, 15-kilometer depth, and that's why there was considerable damage. It shook the provincial capital, Quetta, also forcing people out of their homes. The rescue efforts are still underway. It is first light, so the rescue effort, of course, will gather pace, but we are told that the more seriously injured have been rushed to hospitals in Quetta.
You said that this was a shallow quake. As we mentioned before, it was 5.7 on the scale. How common is this kind of incidence?
Balochistan is seismically active. This is also a confluence of several tectonic plates. It has seen many major earthquakes. A few years ago, we covered a major earthquake in the Awaran region, also a remote district. So earthquakes is nothing new in Balochistan. This particular area is not very heavily populated, so that would be one good sign. However, most of the construction there is mud houses made from rocks and mud, and so those structures do not stand a chance against any heavy jolt. As I also mentioned, the shallow earthquakes leave more devastation because of the shock effect from the depth, which is just 15 kilometers. However, we have no reports of any major damage in the provincial capital, Quetta. This earthquake, of course, was felt over a large area. And we also hear that small aftershocks have continued after that 5.7 magnitude quake.
Well, obviously, we're still in the early stages of getting the details of this. And we're going to be coming back to you as we find out more in the next few hours. But Kamal Haider from Islamabad for now, thank you very much indeed.